Our next guest is named Jerry Trahan. By the way, welcome, Jerry.
Thank you very much for having me.
I want to let our listeners know a little bit about what you make. You make connectors that allow the builder to construct some pretty unusual trellises. I mean, you could do a standard rectangle and all of that, but you do some pretty creative construction by using your connectors. And I'm fascinated by the pictures, and the pictures are so intricate that people need to go to your website. So let's start out by telling our listeners where they can go to see pictures of what your fasteners create, especially that double-arched patio trellis.
I'm glad you like that. Listeners can go to www.ozcobp.com. That's O as in Oscar, Z as in Zebra, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, B as in Baker, P as in Paul.com. And we have hundreds, maybe even thousands of pictures that have been submitted by end users of their own home projects that they've done in their backyard.
And you just have this one connector that I have in my previously nicotine-stained hands.
Yes.
It looks like a cross. Looks like, thank you, Lord. And it has a bolt and a sliding strap.
Correct.
And four holes in either side of this cross where screws are attached to wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bolt that pulls one side of the strap into the other. Now, I can't imagine a piece of wood being connected any more tightly, glue or not. I would use dowels, I would use glue, and I would use this, and it would be an immovable object for all time.
It is. It's an incredibly strong connection. We already have 11 current patents and more to come. That one has already been filed for. I work for the founder and innovator and inventor of most of these products. We have about 160 of them.
Oh, my word.
I've been in construction for 42 years. I have never seen a more innovative connector or one that makes more sense for wood construction. And I'll tell you why. Dimensional lumber shrinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what kind of connection you have, if the connection is not renewable,
mm-hmm.
the connection will become loose. This connection can be adjusted after the wood dries to tighten it even more than it was originally as the moisture leaves the wood.
Absolutely. And in fact, one of our many benefits and features, I guess, of our product is that most of it is adjustable. For example, on this post base,
yes.
You know, it's going to work this one
yes.
post base kit is going to work in either rough or smooth. Our post to beam, you're going to have about a half inch of wiggle room either way. So you're right. As your wood changes shape over time, just tighten it up.
I think from a builder's perspective, it not only will preserve the integrity of the material that it's fastened to, by keeping it up off of concrete, no mm-hmm. earth to wood contact, that sort of thing. But it gives you a positive connection that is adjustable, and it's decorative. So it's the best of all worlds.
Yeah, this is what really gives me a kick is that you guys came up with this amazing structural idea, which could have been just simple rectangles, and you decided to make it decorative. And in so doing, you took lots and lots of steak and combined it with lots and lots of sizzle. And I think it's the cat's meow, baby.
Jerry Trahan, the company Ozco, O-Z-C-O. And our audience may get more information by going to your website.
Going to our website.
It is O-Z-C-O-B-P.com.
Absolutely. And we also on that website have dozens of project plans that show not just photographs and measurements, but complete bill of materials and complete instructions step to step on how to build maybe 80, 90 different projects. And that's all free and on our website.
Thank you so much for joining us from the Rockwool exhibit at the International Builder Show.